In this episode of the Exploring for Mission Security podcast, what is the SANS Holiday Hack Challenge? Welcome to the Exploring for Mission Security podcast, where you will learn, explore, and grow your security mindset. I am your host, Timothy D. Block, and in this episode, we will be exploring what is the SANS Holiday Hack Challenge. Joining me today to discuss this is Ed Skotis, instructor with the SANS Institute. Ed, how are you?
I'm good, Tim. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. I'm even better now that the SANS Holiday Hack Challenge has released again for 2016.
That's great to hear. Thank you for that. Thank you.
So let's dive right in. What is the SANS Holiday Hack Challenge?
So the SANS Holiday Hack Challenge is something that we build every year and give away as a gift to the information security community. The idea is you play through a holiday themed set of challenges and build skills and have fun. We try to make it one of the highest quality, free, capture the flag environments that you can find anywhere in the world. We work really hard to make that happen. And I really hope your readers or your listeners will join us and play.
And is there a cost associated with this?
Nope, it's all free. We spend over 1,000 hours each year working on the Holiday Hack Challenge, me and my whole team. And we give it away as a labor of love, and we hope people will play.
So when is this SANS Holiday Hack Challenge?
Well, we usually release it around the end of the first week of December. We've actually done 15 of them now.
Wow.
Yeah, we did a couple, and then I took a couple of years off, and then we started doing them again. The first one I did was way back in, like, 2001, 2000, something like that. And they're just so much fun to do. We always release them around that time, and then it runs from, the end of the first week of December up until usually the first week in January. This year we're running through January 4th. And that's when it's competitive. It's competitive from the release date up until January 4th. People have to work their way through a series of 10 questions by analyzing different assets and hacking different things. They send us in those answers, and then they're competing to win prizes. And prizes include a free SANS class. We've got prizes that are free access to the SANS NetWars environment. We have some T-shirts that are prizes. But the really cool thing, Tim, is after January 4th, when we close the official competitive part of this, we leave the whole challenge up forever. So people can play year-round and work on the challenges. We'll post the answers. Usually the answers go up mid-January or so when we announce the winners. But then you can continue to work through this with all the answers in front of you. And the neatest thing is people can work on the 2015 challenge, 2014 challenge, the 2008 challenge. I mean, they're all up there for people to use and build their skills. And I tell you, I spend some pretty good money on hosting services, so all of these challenges stay up for people all the time because they can learn so much from them, and we just love that.
So what motivated you to start this in the first place?
Well, I started writing these challenges actually as a series of articles for an online publication that's no longer around. They asked me if I could write a little challenge, sort of a hacker challenge, once a month. And I thought it would be really cool to put them all in a theme. So I started doing movie themes. And I wrote one that was based on that movie Face Off with Nicolas Cage and John Travolta. I don't know if you remember that one. Yeah. I wrote one based on Star Wars. I wrote one based on Back to the Future. It was called Hack to the Future. And it had a time-traveling version of Netcat in it. All this kind of stuff. And I started putting more and more time and effort into them to the point where I couldn't do them once a month because it was just too much. It'd be my only job. And, of course, I didn't make any money on it. So I decided that I was going to do it once a year. And I wrote, the first 8 or 9 of them all by myself. But then they started to get more and more complex and more interesting and more in-depth stories. And I wanted to experiment with different technologies for the challenge. So I invited some friends to help me write it. So I wrote one with Kevin Johnson, who's amazing when it comes to web application stuff. I wrote one with Yuri Kovichko, that was based on voice over IP. We called it The Nightmare Before Charlie Brown's Christmas. I wrote one with Tom Hessman that had some really neat technologies in it. It was called Grandma Got All Hacksawed by a Reindeer. And then I started writing them with folks that were on my team at CounterHack. So Tim Medine and I wrote one. It was called The Year Without a Santa Hack. And then we started getting more and more people on the team involved. Josh Wright started to get involved. He's a virtuoso when it comes to hacking and technology. And now my entire team at CounterHack, it's 10 people, and we all work really hard on developing this thing. And sometimes I even kind of joke a little bit, saying that, you know, my team at CounterHack, we do a lot of stuff. We do SANS NetWars, which is an event that we hosted a lot of the SANS conferences. We do Cyber City, which is it's a training environment and a simulation of attacks against kinetic control infrastructures. We do a lot of different things, but maybe all of those other things that we do are just there so that we can earn money to keep the lights on and work on Holiday Hack. That is, maybe CounterHack exists just to create the Holiday Hack Challenge. And everything else that we do is there to provide the infrastructure so we can create and give away the Holiday Hack Challenge. Makes me happy to say that and to think that. So there you go.
No, that's a great opportunity for people to get into it. Usually around the holiday time, things slow down a little bit, and you know, it gives people an opportunity to kind of hone their skills and also have a little bit of fun. I've seen a lot of people, particularly on Twitter, give feedback about how much fun it is to participate in the challenge.
You know, Tim, it's really cool that you bring that up. Last year, we added a video game element to the Holiday Hack Challenge. Before last year, you know, we'd have a narrative, there was a story, and there'd be some assets like a target website or a series of target servers or stuff like that. But last year, we wanted to tell a richer story, so we put it in a video game. We used the free open source Browser Quest engine, but wrote all of our own content inside of there and had some challenges and stuff. And that's what we did last year. And something happened that was kind of magical. We allowed players to chat with each other via the video game. So you create a little character and you walk around in this environment and you see other people. And a lot of people in the hacker community would log in and play with their, you know, hacker name attached to their little character. And it became a social exchange. In fact, last year, Tim Tomes said, it's like a giant con in, you know, like a hacker conference, like DEF CON or something like that, but all on the internet. And you can walk through it and see people who've written the tools that you use in doing your pen tests and stuff like that. So he said that. And Wesley McGrew, who's also a wonderful guy, great friend, Wesley said, it's like a giant MMO where people can go and exchange ideas and talk and just spend time socially. So we did that last time for the first year, and we continued it to this year. See, last year we made it look very 8-bit, and we had 8-bit, you know, icons and sprites and 8-bit music, and we really emphasized the 8-bit nature. We wanted it to look like old school Super Mario. We even had a soundtrack from last year. It was by 8-Bit Universe, so it's a bunch of Christmas songs all done 8-bit style. That was last year. For this year, I wanted to have a little more of a grown-up feel to it. We wanted to go 16 bits, right? So we have more complex and richer colors. The pixel density is double what it was last year. The music is a little more grown up. It's still fantasy stuff, but the music's a little more grown up. I had DJ Count Ninjala mix up some Christmas tracks for us and make them sort of electro swing style. So when we released Holiday Hack Challenge 2016, we released a free album, the soundtrack album with it, and people are loving the music. And as you walk through this little 16-bit environment, you hear the great electro swing Christmas music, and you can interact with other people, chat with them, and talk back and forth. It's really fun.
And you guys even had the closing ceremonies within the game last year, correct?
We did, yeah. That was kind of a neat thing. And we surprised people with a feature that we didn't tell them was there. So the idea is, in your browser, you would log in to the closing ceremony, and you'd be put into the little town that we had created for the challenge, and you would walk. There are little signs that say closing ceremony this way, and you'd walk to the closing ceremony, and you'd get in there, and there was like 400 people. And we implemented a feature that was kind of fun. There's a little hand on the screen, and you click on it, and it just goes like that, just one clap. But when you have 400 people each clicking the clap button, it sounded like, you know, applause. And when people first got in the room, there were about 400 people in the room. They were chatting to each other back and forth and, you know, talking about stuff. And then, you know, all of my team was up on stage. You know, every one of the CounterHack team was up on stage. And then I walked up to the front of the stage. And the coolest part was this. We didn't tell people this feature was in there. Because we were just typing. We're saying, hey, well, you know, we type in, welcome to, you know, the closing ceremonies of Holiday Hack Challenge 2015. And then Phil, a gentleman from my team, he walked up to me in-game, handed me a microphone, and I typed in, hey, Phil, is the microphone on? And Phil said, yes. And then I started talking. I said, hello. So we built in an audio client into the browser so we could talk. So it was me talking to 400 people, and people were just surprised because they thought this was all going to be, you know, chat text-based. Mm-hmm. The team that built out that feature, they called it Voice of God, because we could just talk and then everybody within the Holiday Hack world could hear what we were saying. So that was kind of fun. We are working right now on the technology for the closing ceremony of the 2016 version. And that's going to happen sometime in January. It'll probably be second or third week of January. But we're working real hard right now to make that closing ceremony especially fun and meaningful. We got some really cool ideas for it.
So if people wanted to attend that, is there somewhere they should go to get an update, like a time?
Yep. HolidayHackChallenge.com. That's where all of the challenge is. That's where you can get the free album associated with it. That's where we're going to announce the closing ceremonies. Also, if people follow me on Twitter, I announce it there. I'm just Ed Skoudis. That's my Twitter handle. EDSKOUDIS. Also, Sans Pentest. That's run by Jason Blanchard at the Sans Institute. The Twitter handle is Sans Pen Test, and people can follow that. That's where we'll announce that stuff. But again, people should go to www.holidayhackchallenge.com to register and play. It's all free. It's all fun. You give us your email address, but we only email you if you know, something big is happening in the game. We don't want to, you know, disturb people. We're not abusing that email in any way. We just have it as a communications channel about game things. In fact, I don't believe last year we sent out any email to any of the players, but we have it just in case the game goes down or something gets broken. We'll shoot you an email.
So when does planning start for this, for the next challenge?
It starts over a year in advance. I've been working in my head on the 2017 challenge for several weeks. Right. And so I was working on the 2017 challenge before the 2016 challenge was released. So it takes over a year for us to get this stuff together, to get the storyline down, to get the technology down. It's over a year. And like I said, it's well over 1,000 hours. You know, if I had this team working on penetration testing instead of Holiday Hack Challenge, it would be hundreds of thousands of dollars in business. But we do this because, you know, we want to do the right thing for the community and help the community out. And Tim, I think you'll really love the storyline from this year. The idea is this. These kids, Jessica and Joshua, they're called, they're 7 years old and 11 years old. They're trying to fall asleep Christmas Eve, and they can't get to sleep because they're so excited. And then suddenly they hear a thump on their roof and some sliding sounds because Santa has landed on their roof. And then they can hear him as he slides down the chimney. And they can hear him pulling presents out. Now, they don't see him. They just hear him. But they hear him pulling presents out, you know, and putting them around the tree. They hear a little ho, 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 and there's like jingle bells and stuff. And they're all really excited, and they're wondering if they should go look at him or not. But then something happens. They hear, oof, there's like sounds of a fight and like a struggle. And then they hear this cracking sound, and it's the sound of their Christmas tree being cracked over the head of Santa Claus. And the kids are like freaked out. So they tiptoe downstairs and they see that their Christmas tree has been broken. There's needles everywhere. Their presents are smashed and Santa Claus is gone. And all that remains there in that scene from Santa Claus is Santa's bag, his big blue bag, and his business card. His business card fell out of his pocket while he was delivering presents and getting abducted. So the idea here is someone has kidnapped Santa, and all you have is Santa's business card and Santa's bag, and you have to figure out who kidnapped Santa and why. And it takes you on an adventure through the North Pole, and you get to interact with elves. You get to hack some amazing technologies, including social network sites. Santa had his own custom social network site called Santagram, and we give you the app so that you have to, you know, essentially reverse engineer that app. The elves give you hints, so if you don't know a given technology, there's 8 elves in the game. You just walk up to one of the elves, and that elf will start giving you hints about the different technologies that you have to be able to hack and analyze in the game. Other really cool thing in the game is this. Once you get to the North Pole, there's terminals all around the North Pole. And when you walk up to the terminal, just in your browser, so you're sitting there in your browser, you walk up to a terminal and boop, the terminal opens up on your screen and you're sitting there at a command prompt of a Linux machine. And you have to like hack at that command prompt. But here's the deal. You have to build your own computer before you can get access to the terminals. So distributed throughout the North Pole, there are little pieces of a computer that you have to fetch. You have to fetch the motherboard. You have to fetch the SD card for it. You have to fetch this. You have to fetch that. And the computer is called a Cranberry Pi. And we created an operating system called Cranbian. And I'm telling you, the Cranberry Pi looks just like a Raspberry Pi. You grab all the pieces. You assemble it together. Cranbian, you have to get the image of Cranbian OS. Oh, and we bought like cranbian.org. So if you go there, you see it's a website. Anyway, I'm really proud to say that the Cranbian operating system will actually boot on real Raspberry Pi hardware. And also Santagram, the Android application, that will actually run on an Android phone. So you know, we tried to make this as real as we could. So people are going to get some experience with Raspberry Pis. They're going to get some experience with analyzing Android applications. They're going to get experience with reconnaissance through social networking sites. And most important, they have to save Christmas because somebody's abducted Santa Claus and they got to figure out what happened.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you had Santa Claus this year, the abduction of Santa Claus. Last year, you had Gnome in Your Home.
Gnome in Your Home. That was an Internet of Things thing. That's
Yeah.
Gnome in Your Home was last year's, and it was fun.
How do you decide on the theme?
I spend a lot of time going for morning walks. Every day, I walk for about an hour to an hour and a half. I do it for exercise, but I also do it to think. And I think about all manner of things, you know, different stuff that you know, we need to be doing for our business, different stuff from a technology perspective, different ways to present ideas to students in a sans classroom. But one of the things I spend a lot of time thinking about is a compelling storyline for Holiday Hack Challenge. And something that's different. I don't want to do the same thing every year, but something that's different. And the last 2 years, 2015 and 2016, the storyline is centered around somebody's attempt to destroy Christmas. Last year, in Gnome in Your Home, there was an evil villain who was selling these little dolls, the Gnome in Your Home, right? It's kind of like Elf on the Shelf. And 2 million people had bought these dolls. And the idea is you're supposed to move the little gnome around in your house, you know, every day so that the kids have to find it, just like Elf on the Shelf. And what happened was some kids, Joshua and Jessica, noticed some strange wireless packets in their home. And they traced it down, and those wireless packets were coming from the gnome itself. You plug the gnome into the wall, and it plays, you know, little 8-bit holiday music. They slice open their gnome, find out that there's a circuit board inside, and they dumped the software from the gnome. So we gave you the packet capture plus the software. And when you work your way through it, and remember, this challenge is still up, so people can still work on the 2015 one if they want. Mm-hmm. You find that the gnomes are controlled by 5 super gnomes, 5 gnomes to rule them all. And these super gnomes are distributed around the world. There's one in, there's one in Australia, there's one in Ireland, there's one in, I believe, Brazil, and 2 in the United States. And you have to hack into these things and figure out what the nefarious plot is. And it turns out the bad guy in this one was trying to take pictures of people's houses with the gnome, because it had a camera in its eye, so that they could then have burglars go and steal all their Christmas presents. And the gnome was sold by Atnus Corporation. Atnus is Santa backwards because they were going to do a reverse Santa Claus thing, stealing the presents, you see. And as you trace this whole thing through, you have to do attribution. So who is the bad guy? And the answer is, it was Cindy Lou Who, age 62. You see? So Cindy Lou Who was so perverted by her interaction with the Grinch way back when that she vowed to try to do what the Grinch did, but to do it right. Anyway, so that was last year. This year, somebody's abducted Santa Claus, and you got to figure out who it is, and you have to work your way through a series of challenges. And not only do you have to figure out who it is, you got to figure out why the bad guy's doing it. And there's some interesting little twists and turns as you work your way through the story. We do hope that, you know, with the big unveil, people will be like, wow, so that's why they did all that stuff. There's a lot of Easter eggs. There's a lot of references to different things inside the game. We have some stuff in there that's very reminiscent of War Games. Remember the War Games movie with Matthew mm-hmm. Broderick? There's yep. some stuff in there that's associated with Back to the Future and a whole bunch of other fun stuff.
So what skill level do people need to get started with the Holiday Hack Challenge?
That's the coolest thing, because you don't need a lot of skills to start this thing out. We started out very straightforwardly, that you just need to, you know, be able to use a browser and walk around in a game. And then we start giving you a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. You'll get a zip file and you have to unzip it. And then you have to look inside, and then you have to get a password that's associated with it based on reconnaissance and social networking sites. And it builds and builds and builds. But it starts out real simple. In fact, one of the things that makes me most happy is people play this with their kids. So, you know, information security professionals, some very experienced, some brand new, will sit down with their kids and they'll say, okay, kids, you start playing the video game piece of this. And as you retrieve assets, like, you know, the Cranbian image from the Cranberry Pie, give them to me and I'll start working on, you know, doing the analysis part. So people are working with their kids, and sometimes the kids will get very interested and they'll start working on the analysis part. One of my favorite things is when people take pictures of their kids playing Holiday Hack Challenge in their pajamas by the Christmas tree. It's just so cool. It's so fun. But, you know, there are some people who play this that are like amazing cyber warriors. I mean, these are people in the military and in government agencies around the world that have some of the best skills around, and they're still challenged by this and have fun too. So it's all skill sets, from kids to people who are brand new in InfoSec, all the way up to people who are some of the, you know, brightest minds in this industry. And they're all playing this wonderful, fun game. It just makes me so happy that they do.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's nice to hear. So what resources are available for, I guess, people to, I guess, meet some of the challenges or better understand the Sans Sure. Holiday Hack Challenge?
Well, that's where the elves come into play. So if you go to www.holidayhackchallenge.com, there you can read the storyline. I get this question a lot, Tim. It's like, well, how do I start? What do I do? I mean, it sounds interesting. What do I do? You just go to holidayhackchallenge.com. There you will see right on the top page is the story, and it has 10 questions in it. And, you know, as you start working your way through the story, it says click here to visit the living room of Jessica and Joshua. And when you click there, you'll see Jessica and Joshua. I mean, in your browser, it will log you into the video game. You got to create a username and password and all that kind of stuff. But then it logs you into the video game, and you see these two characters there. And you walk up to them, and they say, somebody has kidnapped Santa. We have to find him. And you'll see a business card laying on the floor. You walk up to the business card, and in your browser, the business card kind of, you know, gets zoomed in on, so you can see the business card. And then there's Santa's bag. And you walk up to Santa's bag, and I'm not going to tell you. Magic. So that kind of gets you started. It's a real simple start. To get into the holiday hack world, you actually don't even have to hack anything. Instead, you just look at that business card and you get moving. Then as you start to get to the technical challenges, that's where the elves come into play. You walk up to an elf, and that elf will introduce him or herself and then start talking to you about technologies. Oh, you know, you might be interested in Nmap. Nmap is a port scanner, and it does this and this and this. One of my favorite features in Nmap is invoked by this command line. So the elves are giving you hints. Another elf will talk to you about John the Ripper password cracker. Another elf will talk to you about hacking modern web application environments like Meteor. Another elf will tell you about, you know, Cranberry Pies. It's each elf is focused on giving you a specific set of technical ideas that you can then apply in the hack.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else you'd like to mention that we haven't already discussed?
Well, I really do hope people will go and play this. You know, last year we had 9,000 people play around the
wow.
world. A lot, yeah, it's just really wonderful. My team is really hoping to get to 10,000 this year. So I do hope people will play. Look, I would love to get 20,000 or 30,000 people play. But we set what we thought was a reasonable goal. Last year was 9,000. Hopefully this year we'll get to 10,000. I just looked this morning. We were at 6,900. And, you know, Christmas is coming up in less than a week. And then the game runs, you know, after Christmas. It goes all the way through January 4th. So we're hoping to hit that 10,000 mark by January 4th. So I hope people will do it. Please.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and let's get people there. What would you like to plug?
www.holidayhackchallenge.com. It's all free. It's all fun. You can build your skills. And, you know, if you win a prize, you might get a nice T-shirt. You might get free access to NetWorth Continuous, which normally costs like $2,500. Mm-hmm. Or you could win a SANS class. Free SANS class, which is pretty awesome. So I do hope people will participate. Also, for the prizes, they go to the best answer overall. They go to the most creative answer that is technically correct. But we also have random draw prizes. So anybody that enters, we will choose at random 7 people and send them a T-shirt. So you might as well enter. I mean, you get a chance to win and also have some fun. And it's also holiday themed. And, you know, Christmas is coming up. There's also one room. We call it the dreidel room. And you go into the dreidel room, and there's dreidels on the table, and it's playing the dreidel song, which is kind of cool. So, you know, we try to be inclusive and fun.
And let's go ahead and do your Twitter account again.
Sure. The Twitter account is at Ed Skoudis, EDSKOUDIS.
And your Twitter account, I love your Twitter account because it's one of the most positive Twitter accounts within the InfoSec community. So it's always lovely when you tweet.
Oh, you're so kind. I tell you, I really have a heart for people in the information security community. They've been so good to me, so many people for so many years. And I love hackers. I do. What a great community it is. And, I just love to share with them. I know it sounds maybe a little weird, maybe even a little creepy, but I really enjoy the folks that make up our community. And thanks for what you do, Tim. Really, really cool stuff. Great podcast.
Great. Well, thank you for joining me to discuss what is a SANS Holiday Hack Challenge.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
That will do it. Hopefully you learned something. Feedback is welcome at timothy.dblock@gmail.com or on Twitter at timothydblock. Show notes can be found at timothydblock.com/EIS. If you enjoyed the show, share it with others and rate it on iTunes. Have a good one.